iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello, I'm Tony Patti, welcoming you to this week's roundup of all the top stories of the week from iGlobal. In an iGlobal exclusive this week, Home Secretary Priti Patel reflects on the incredibly powerful COVID India drives led by the Indian community in Britain and reassures Indian students worried about joining their UK university courses in time. Also from the US, Vice President Kamala Harris opened a special discussion hosted by US State Department recently to take stocks of the diaspora and wider efforts towards the COVID India appeal being led by non-profit organizations in the country such as Indiaspora and more. But first here on iGlobal Radio, a heartwarming endorsement of the quintessential Indian principle of Seva or selfless service. Twitter threw its weight behind the work of Seva International.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Seva International, with chapters around the world, has been at work for weeks and will be delivering over 8,000 oxygen concentrators to India by next week. Alongside Seva International India's 1,000 volunteer network across 22 states, the group has mobilized efforts around fundraising as well as an eglobaldoctors.com platform to allow medics from the global Indian diaspora to be able to help meet the high demand as India battles a severe second wave of the pandemic. Sandeep Kandkekar, Seva International Vice President for Marketing and Fund Development, said Twitter's generosity will go a long way in its worldwide efforts. He said, we are a volunteer non-profit organization and believe in serving all. Following the sacred Hindu benediction, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, which means may all be happy. Their administrative costs are about 5%, meaning that every dollar a donor offers, they spend 95 cents of it on the work that it's earmarked for. In these past 2 weeks, they've seen how overwhelmed India's healthcare system is, and they want to do as much as they can to come to the aid of people who are deeply affected. They say that Twitter's generosity will go a long way in helping them to do the work that they want to do and that they need to do for the future.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
In an iGlobal exclusive this week, Home Secretary Priti Patel reflects on the incredibly powerful COVID India drives led by the Indian community in Britain and reassures Indian students worried about joining their UK university courses in time.
I think for all of us, you know, really harrowing and terrible, terrible scenes in India, you know, over recent weeks. And for all of us, they are personal. They are absolutely personal because of our, you know, the bond that we have. And that's family in India in particular. And that's people both in the UK and in India. What has been so remarkable, you know, when I think about, so I mentioned British Asian Trust, you know, just incredible work. And, you know, His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, the support that we get from him with the British Asian Trust as well is remarkable. But also across the diaspora, through the mandirs, you know, through the gurdwaras, everybody has come together to really, you know, help India in a great time of need. You know, so the money that has been raised has been unprecedented, you know, through voluntary means, through the diaspora community. That's us. That's each and every one of us, you know, making sure that we can be part of that giving. You know, the generosity, the support that really, really matters and is making a difference in India as well. And of course, you know, alongside that, obviously the UK government has given support. But first and foremost, it is the support of the Indian community in the UK that I think speaks incredibly powerfully.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
From the US, Vice President Kamala Harris opened a special discussion hosted by the US State Department recently to take stock of the diaspora and wider efforts towards the COVID India appeal being led by non-profit organizations in the country, such as Indiaspora.
For years, diaspora groups like Indiaspora and the American India Foundation have built bridges between the United States and India. And this past year, you have provided vital contributions to COVID-19 relief efforts. Thank you for your work. As many of you know, generations of my family come from India. My mother was born and raised in India, and I have family members who live in India today. The welfare of India is critically important to the United States. The surge of COVID-19 infections and deaths in India is nothing short of heartbreaking. To those of you who have lost loved ones, I send my deepest condolences. As soon as the dire nature of the situation became apparent, our administration took action. On Monday, April 26th, President Joe Biden spoke with the Prime Minister to offer our support. By Friday, April 30th, military members from the United States and civilians were delivering relief on the ground. Already, we have delivered refillable oxygen cylinders with more to come. We have delivered oxygen concentrators with more to come. We have delivered N95 masks and have more ready to send. We have delivered doses of remdesivir to treat COVID patients. Meanwhile, we have announced our full support for suspending patents on COVID-19 vaccines to help India and other nations vaccinate their people more quickly. India and the United States have the greatest number of COVID-19 cases in the world. At the beginning of the pandemic, when our hospital beds were stretched, India sent assistance. And today, we are determined to help India in its hour of need. We do this as friends of India, as members of the Asian Quad, and as part of a global community. I believe that if we continue to work together across nations and sectors, we will all get through this together.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
This is your weekly roundup from iGlobal. In a moment, we'll share with you some of the top stories of the week, our iWellness series, iSpiritual series, iCommunity news, and with our iWellness section, how to stay fit and healthy.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
And so to our iCommunity section this week on iGlobal News. Don't fear fat, it's sugar that's enemy number one in our diet, as Rena Ranger spoke to Dr. Aseem Malhotra. Dr. Aseem Malhotra is an NHS-trained consultant cardiologist, fellow of the Royal College of Physicians and visiting professor of evidence-based medicine at the Bahiana School of Medicine and Public Health, Salvador in Brazil. Dr. Malhotra is a world-renowned expert in the prevention, diagnosis and management of heart disease. He's founding member of Action on Sugar and was the lead campaigner highlighting the harm caused by excess sugar consumption in the UK, particularly its role in type 2 diabetes and obesity. Rena Ranger asked Dr. Malhotra, what is the one lesson or words of wisdom that you try to live your life on or by that you would recommend to the next generation? And his reply was, the ultimate happiness in life doesn't come from wealth, it comes from health. Most of what gives us optimal physical and mental health is the food we put in our mouths, moving mindfully, getting enough sleep, and keeping stress to a minimum. So he was also asked, what should we be more mindful of in our diets, fat or sugar? And Dr. Malhotra's reply was, don't fear fat, it's sugar that's the enemy number one in the Western diet. The previous dietary dogma that suggested eating fat leads to clogged arteries and weight gain has been completely debunked. Providing you cut the sugar and minimize the carbs, fat actually keeps you fuller for longer, and eating more of it can actually help with weight loss. Of all the dietary macronutrients, it has the least impact on raising insulin. It's the chronically raised insulin over time, that's the very root of heart disease itself. Fat, dairy and red meat actually raises the good cholesterol, HDL, in the bloodstream, which is biologically protective against heart disease. Sugar, on the other hand, provides no nutritional value, increases insulin resistance, even in normal weight people, and drives up damaging levels of cholesterol in the form of triglycerides.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
And from iCommunity to iSpiritual Series, right here on iGlobalNews.com. Shiva and Shakti, all about the God Particle. Professor Nawal Prinja and Gaurav Prinja explain what the God Particle is in this iGlobal Radio exclusive, focusing on atoms and the scientific discovery of Higgs boson, and why it was declared the God Particle.
Human beings have this inherent desire to know who we are, you know, what are we made from, and so on. And yes, scientific and spirituality are the two roots, but our opinion is that both of them are going to merge into one. If you look around, everything in this universe, you, me, and all that surrounds us is made from atoms. Scientists have tried to find out what these atoms are made from. They have actually broken an atom into subatomic particles. And a recent discovery, which many of the listeners may already know about, from Professor Higgs from Edinburgh University, he predicted that there is a particle which is responsible for mass, without which there cannot be physical existence. That is why that particle was nicknamed God Particle, but its scientific name is Higgs boson.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
And right now on iGlobal, we'll take a look at some of the top stories of the week. And in our community section, we explore Big Bite, Sri Krishna Vadapav, Mumbai street food catering to the streets of England, as we caught up with Mumbai foodies talking through how they've been busy recreating the street flavours of their home city across England. A bite into Sri Krishna Vadapav's crunchy Vadapav, layered with their spicy chutney and hot chilies, will transport you to your favourite Vadapav stall in Mumbai. Subodh Joshi's fondness for hotels and Sujay Sahani's foodie nature were the building blocks for this eatery, with branches around London. Since 2010, they've been promoting street food from the port city in Maharashtra, getting their brand abbreviated to SKVP by their faithful customers, speaking to the popularity that the team has gained over the years. Their decade of dedication and perseverance has weaved a fine success story, from a tiny pop-up shop to having notable personalities like cricket legend Sunil Gavaskar frequenting their restaurants. So from friends to business partners they became, and after completing their bachelor's in catering at Rizvi College of Hotel Management, Mumbai duo Sujay Sahani and Subodh Joshi relocated to the UK in 2002 to pursue their master's in hotel and business management at IHMES International Hotel School in the Isle of Man. Upon graduating, both began their careers at Hilton Heathrow Terminal 4 and gradually worked their way up in the industry. Sujay occupied the post of assistant F&B at a five-star boutique property, and Subodh was a back-of-the-house manager at Lancaster Gate Hotel near Hyde Park. Although they had the urge to take a risk and start a business of their own, their work permit and financial constraints restricted their dreams. They said that they were always friends and used to speak about starting something of their own, but never had enough capital and investment. Today, they prosper, as we see right here on iGlobal, and we wish Sri Krishna Vadapav all the very best for the future.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
as we continue with our iCommunity section, travel blogger Tricia Patel on her walking, living and learning journeys, and as we wait for the lockdown to ease for us to be able to travel once again without too many restrictions, this new series offers a means of a different kind of getaway through the eyes of global Indian wanderers. Empty suitcases waiting to be packed, passports yearning for stamps and cameras longing to go snap as we wait for the COVID-19 lockdown to ease and to be able to travel once again without too many restrictions. iGlobal's new Travel Tales offers a means of a different kind of getaway through the eyes of global Indian wanderers out exploring some known and some not so known corners of the UK. So it's off to the Cotswolds we go. Tricia and her husband spent 3 nights in the tiny town Broadway and stayed in a beautiful cottage owned by the popular painter named Jeremy Highton. When you live in a city like London, you're constantly surrounded by people and it gets too much after a while. The calmness enveloped in the surroundings of quiet towns and what city slickers need from time to time, Tricia encourages fellow travellers to go to a tiny town and do nothing but relax. The town houses the famous Broadway Tower on the hill and has a fairly easy hiking way to get to the top. The region has a number of other points of interest like Woodstock, Winchcombe, Whitney that can be visited during the day. And away from the skyscrapers, you can live in Georgian stone cottages, grab your cycles and dine at old country pubs as well. We wish you happy travels.
iGlobal Radio. Brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
And finally, in our weekly roundup, it's all about eye wellness. Exercise for sanity, not vanity. Lavina's message for mental health awareness this week is all about participation in regular physical activity, which can increase our self-esteem and can reduce stress and anxiety. Lavina explains how.
Hi, iGlobal community. This is Lavina, and today I want to talk to you about the mental health benefits of exercise. It is Mental Health Awareness Week, and the power of exercise for our mental health is incredible. From everything to boosting your moods, to boosting productivity, to just feeling good and releasing those feel-good endorphins. Exercise is going to help your positivity, your energy levels, and it's also going to help you sleep better, as well as boosting your self-esteem and your self-confidence. So the theme of Mental Health Awareness Week this year is nature, and I encourage you all to do some movement outdoors, whether that's a 5 or 10 minute, what I call feel good walk snack, based on my concept of exercise snacking, just walking outdoors in fresh air amongst nature, amongst trees, branches, plants, water, streams. It's going to really help boost your mental health. Another way is just to take your workout outdoors, and I have lots of free workouts on my Instagram, IGTV, at Feel Good with Lavina. I also continue to provide my free sessions every Friday, 10 o'clock UK time, with my 73-year-old mother-in-law for the elderly, the less mobile and the vulnerable, or anyone working from home and just fancies a chair-based workout during those Zoom meetings, switching off your camera and getting some simple movement in. So try and keep moving. Think about the mental health benefits. I guarantee it's going to help you feel good. And I continue my slogan, which has been through the pandemic, let's exercise for sanity, not vanity.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio as we take a look at this week's roundup. You listen to us and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.